From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We're glad that you've decided to tune in today. In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, with another message from Studies in the Life and Earthly Ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. From Mark's account of the healing of the blind man in chapter 8, verses 22 through 26, we've seen that God is sovereign in the way He deals with souls in the matter of salvation. Also, the narrative teaches us that Christians do not always see Christ clearly, perhaps because of immaturity or because of backsliding. Yet to such, our Lord is always the Christ of the second touch. Prior to the study of the Word, Dr. Cairns uses today's hot topic to warn of atheism, the death of a free society.
All men are sinners, but in what theologians call His common grace, God places restraints on the full expression of human sinfulness. If He didn't, this world would long ago have become uninhabitable. In placing these restraints, the Lord most frequently uses His Word, with special emphasis on His law and His gospel. People who live with the knowledge of God and who have come under the influence of His Word usually show signs of it in how they live, even if they're not born-again Christians. On the other hand, people who deliberately seek to rid themselves of the fear of God and even descend to the ultimate lie of human existence and say that there is no God show the fruits of their godless belief system in how they live. A recent Canadian research poll showed that this is true in moral and social behavior. Consider the following figures. According to the survey, there is a 32-point gap between theists and atheists on whether forgiveness is very important, a 33-point gap on patience, a 30-point gap on generosity, a 19-point gap on concern for others, and a 23-point gap on family life. According to the poll's other findings, there was a 13-point gap between theists and atheists on kindness, a 16-point gap on being loved, an 11-point gap on friendship, a 10-point gap on courtesy, a 12-point gap on politeness, a 13-point gap on friendliness, and a 5-point gap on honesty. It's interesting that these figures come out just when a few overconfident atheists are going about arguing how much better off our country would be if we could get rid of God. Never forget these cold, hard facts. Not only does atheism, like every other unforgiven sin, damn the soul eternally, but it drags human relations down dramatically. According to these poll data, an atheist world would largely be unforgiving, impatient, selfish, loveless, impolite, and unfriendly. And it would destroy family life. Atheism is a small, only 6% of Americans claim to be atheists, so it's a small but deadly attack, not only on Christianity, but on the very fabric of society. The best answer to it is the Christian faith lived out in the power of the Holy Ghost. That leads me to one final word. There's a world of difference between a general admission that God exists and a saving faith in Christ. From the survey figures, we deduce that many a theist lives like an atheist. Many a theist will be lost, including many who try to live by a high code of human decency. It takes more than that to save the soul. It takes the redeeming power of the blood of Christ applied by the life-changing power of His Spirit. This saving grace makes sinners into saints. Atheism has no such redemptive quality. It removes restraints on human depravity. Woe to a nation when atheism cuts off its people from the restraints of common grace to give vent to their every evil passion. We are already seeing evidence of this godlessness around us. Atheism makes bad men worse. It's the death of a free society.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you have tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the program format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then we give you our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we'd be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's relatively easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Please don't forget the word radio. That's ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
So very quick to be so full of pharisaical, hypocritical judgment in giving people up because they don't see right, they don't hear right, they don't act right, they feel. But I want you to see this. The Lord Jesus is the Christ of the second touch. He does not intend us to live with defective vision. He doesn't intend us to live with a defective experience of grace. He has further grace to bring us to the full experience and joy of Himself. There's something tragic when you stop to get this picture in your mind. This man had received the touch of Christ. Christ was standing right in front of him, and his vision wasn't clear, so that the very first thing, he couldn't see Christ aright. He was one of those that he saw as a tree walking. Couldn't see Christ right. Oh, he knew him. He conversed with him. But he couldn't perceive him. I see there's something highly tragic about that. And yet it's very, very usual. Sadly, it's usual. You only got to look at your own experience. You had the touch of Christ. He's come and saved you. You've prayed. You've talked with Him. You know Him. You could answer questions about him. You could maybe quote verses of the Bible that say great things about him. But when it comes to spiritual perception, really perceiving him, what he is, his person, his offices, his work, the implications of that work for you, your position in him, the riches of his grace, really perceiving him, you're just in the very same place as this poor man who had the first touch but couldn't see. Oh, we need to see Christ aright. Seeing him right will help us with our assurance. We then obviously need to be able to see men aright in their true light, not as trees walking. I don't want to push this too far, but you know, I think there's a lot of spiritual truth in this, that the way many Christians look out on their fellow men, they look on them and they see them as no different from trees. The only difference is they see them moving as far as the value they put upon their souls, as evidenced by the vigor and the effort that they put into reaching those souls or praying for those souls or being interested in those souls. As far as a value in their souls is concerned, we tend to treat men as if they were only trees, as dead, as useless, as eternally insignificant. We need to see men through the eyes of the Lord. That will certainly fuel our evangelism. We need to be able to see the things around us in true perspective. Obviously, if he saw men as trees walking, he couldn't have told a tree from a dog or a man or a cat or anything else. He didn't know. He didn't have a clear vision of the things around him. We need to be able to see them in their true perspective, and that will certainly help overcome fear and unbelief. In other words, when you look at yourself this morning, I think you'll see we need to cry to the Christ who gives the second touch. Think of this and follow it through, for it not only deals with people who are afflicted with a species of blindness. Some have been born again, but they're still babes. I've said this 100 times and I say it again. A baby is a beautiful creation. And as long as it should be a baby, enjoy its being a baby. But the most heartbreaking thing in the world for any parent is to see that child remain a babe when it ought to be growing toward manhood in the physical realm. That is a tragedy. And yet in the spiritual realm, we find our churches populated with babes of great age. If you're one of those people, a babe still, you can't endure the strong meat of the Word of God. You don't have a taste for strong meat. According to Hebrews 5, you do not have your senses exercised in the dutiful and faithful study of the Word of God. That you're always in the shallows. That your religion is a religion of surface experience without ever following Christ into the depths. If you're still a babe, you need to cry for the second touch. Lord, touch me again. He touches the babes to make them men, to fulfill what Paul commanded the Corinthians in understanding. Be men. Be mature. Perhaps it's not babyhood your problem. Perhaps it's just plain, downright backsliding. I don't know your heart, but the Lord does. But I have news for you today that if you're one of those who say, yes, God touched me and gave me life, Christ met me and saved me. I remember times when I walked with Him and talked with Him and enjoyed His fellowship. But today, my heart is cold and dead and careless. My prayer life is perfunctory, and I have neither desire nor delight in it. I read the Bible, but it may as well be written in Chinese for all the good that it does me. I come to church and I sit through as dead, careless, indifferent. And yet my conscience will not let me rest. What I've just described is backsliding. You don't need to go back to being a drunkard or a thief to be a backslider. You should read the second and third and fourth chapters, many others, but they will do for a start, of the prophecy of Jeremiah. Read what the Lord is saying there about backsliding. Read the questions that He piles up, dozens of them, in Jeremiah 2 and 3 as He probes the reasons. Why are you doing this? What's the cause of this? Then He makes a remarkable statement. According to the law of God, in the case of a divorce, it is wicked and abominable for those who have divorced at a later stage, say, to give up another marriage and come back and say, we will constitute that first marriage. That relationship is abominable and unclean according to the law of God. And yet He says, there has been a great divorce between backslidden Israel and her divine husband, the Lord of glory. But I say unto you, Return. Why? That's just an Old Testament way of stating this New Testament truth. Our Christ is the Christ of the second touch. For the backslider, He touches them to make them clean. If you're one of those people that Peter described who lack the graces, the growth in grace that 2 Peter 1 sets before us, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and so on. He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Well, to such He gives the promise and the call to restoration. I've quoted or referred to Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 1 and then 22. He says, return again to me, saith the Lord. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. And here's the response. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. And oh, I trust today that that will be a response in hearts that are cold and afflicted with backsliding, Thou art the Lord our God. Behold, we come to Thee. And thank God if we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we confess, Lord, we have lost the vision. We cannot see clearly. He comes with the second touch.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.